Now for a look at one of the week's news stories and what sprang out of it on the Max Ferguson Show. Here's the headline.
Federal government abandons plans for PEI Causeway.
So the long talked about causeway to join Prince Edward Island with neighboring New Brunswick faded away. In the past, both Liberal and Conservative governments have promised the causeway, and in the 1965 election campaign, they even got bulldozers out and started making approaches to the site. But the causeway remains a myth.
Prime Minister Trudeau said the government had decided that a 15-year development program would be the best way of benefiting the island's economy, and that the plan would involve some $225 million over those 15 years.
Premier Alex Campbell apparently isn't too happy about it, but Max Ferguson wondered if that 15-year program would see Prince Edward Island so industrialized that the people would forget there's only a ferry to get them across that Northumberland Strait.
Ladies and gentlemen, a benefit of passengers arriving on flight 803. Ground transportation is now available for downtown Charlottetown.
Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau, over here. How are you? Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Mr. Prime Minister.
Oh, Mr. Campbell, it's very nice of you to come out to the airport to meet me. It wasn't at all necessary.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you down here, sir. We're delighted to have you on the island. You've poured a lot of money, you and your federal government, into our little island down here.
Well, over the past few years, we've put in, I think, around $225 million, and how are things going?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it, Mr. Trudeau. It's a pleasure to be premier of this island now. We've got a great big automobile manufacturing plant just outside Charlottetown. We've got, you know where Anna Green Gables' home used to be?
Well, I've never visited it, but I've heard certainly about it.
Well, that's gone. We've got a big aircraft factory right there where Ann used to walk. Right near Borden, we got a great big appliance manufacturing plant, refrigerators and electric stoves being turned out. Boy, these last 10 years since this economic plan has been ineffective have just been amazing.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that, certainly, Mr. Campbell.
And I guess you're anxious to get going, are you?
Yes, I think I've taken a few weeks off from Ottawa, and of course your beaches down here are legendary, and I thought I'd come down and enjoy the sun-drenched beaches of Prince Edward Island.
Well, I guess I'll walk you over to the baggage here we can claim. Did you bring down much with you?
I've just brought a surfboard and some scuba equipment, and I have a sailboat that we've checked through, and a couple of canoes that I thought I'd use.
Oh, you're down here for a good time, eh?
Yes, I thought I'd get down to the beach as quickly as possible.
Well, I don't quite know how to tell you this, sir.
Is something the matter, Mr. Campbell?
Well, we can't use the beaches, sir.
But I've heard all my life about Cavendish Beach and these others that are so beautiful.
Well, I used to be, sir, but since we've become heavily industrialized, thanks to the Liberal government, we've been turning out products, automobiles, refrigerators, what have you, but the old island ferry, God bless her and her fighting heart, she can only take one car or 8 refrigerators on each crossing, you see. Well, naturally, we got to stockpile these things somewhere. So we've got these things all piled up on the beaches, and you just can't get near them. Tourists have been coming here and having to turn around and go back again. And frankly, looking on the pessimistic side of things, we haven't made all that much money out of these products because we can't ship them across to New Brunswick. And as a matter of fact, our tourist industry is falling off a little bit, too, because, again,
it appears to me that there's just no pleasing certain people.
Well, I don't want to be a whiner, but the tourists...
You give them an inch and they want a mile.
Well, no, we don't want a mile, sir. It's just the tourists can't get on the beaches.
What to do for them? Just
we got the beaches stockpiled.
Oh, boy.
Give them an inch and they take a mile. I haven't even seen a millimeter yet. Boy, oh, boy. I can't get it through these... I don't know what's the matter with the Liberal government.
Hello, Premier Campbell. How are you?
Hello there. What brings you down here, Mr. Dean Baker?
I just came down for a little goose shooting on the island.
Oh, I'm very pleased to hear that.
Alex, I couldn't help overhearing the conversation you just had with the Liberal Prime Minister.
I wish I could have overheard it or done something about it.
Alex, I've never been one to reach for pie in the sky. I've always believed in the philosophy of facing the facts.
What are you driving at, sir?
I realize that this causeway has been kicked about a good many years.
Oh, you can say that again, sir.
I'm not in the mood to make idle promises. Yeah, but I'll tell you this, Alex. If you can work down here, Alex, to bring about a PC victory in the next election, I have a plan. I don't want to raise your hopes, but this has been tried once before. We have this much going for us, Alex. At least this has been tried before, and it should prove feasible because it has in the past.
Sounds a little exciting, sir. What have you got in mind?
Well, Alex, here's the plan. Whenever a sufficiently large number of people, 2,000 or 3,000, or a sufficiently large convoy of trucks, loaded with the industrial products of the island.
I see.
Whenever these have assembled at Borden.
How do we get them across,
ready, to cross over into New Brunswick.
What's the plan, sir? How do we get them across?
Pardon. If you care to give me a call in Ottawa,
yes, sir.
I would be more than pleased.
Yes.
To come down here and stand by the Northumberland Strait. To take a staff or a rod and smite those waters to the end that they would
Six
part.
Of one. Half a dozen of you.